sport bike race number 2, 6-lap distance on this one. So a win for Joe Yeardsley from Paul Jordan. Then it's Mike Brown in third. Then it's Peter Hickman, Dom Herbertson, Michael Sweeney, Michael Evans, Connor Cummins, Barry Furbett, Jamie Williams. That's your top 10. Then it's 91, Julian Trummer. 5, Paul Cassidy. Then John Marsh, David Rigby, Joey Lambden, as you mentioned there. Good stuff from him. Eddie Wormald, Dan Pearson, Andrew Coulter, Nicholas Round, Adrian Hodson. That's your top 20. Then it's Matthew Rostron, Radley Hughes, Damian Crook, Tom Snow, Brad Byrne, Wayne Avis, and Dennis Booth. Your 27 finishers. If we look back to the first lightweight race, which again seems an absolute age ago, but it was only, of course, yesterday. It was Joe Yeardsley who took the win after Rob Hodson retired in that race. And Paul Jordan went out in that one too on lap number 2. Rob was on pretty good pace at 2:23 from memory. I think that was a new lap record from memory. If you go back, and again, it was only yesterday. 2:23, where is the... Oh, there is that page there. 2:12. Where are we there now? Get to the right page would be better, wouldn't it? Race 2. Yeah, 2:23 was a new lap record for Rob. That's right. 2:23.840 compared to 2:24.211. And the lap record for this one, it's held by Rob himself at 2:23.246. So we are getting set for this with number 22, Paul Jordan, on pole with that good qualifying time that he did alongside Rob Hodson. And, of course, I'm sure he's on a crest of a wave completing that front row, will be number 12. That is, of course, Joe Yeardsley winning the race yesterday. That was it, yesterday evening. So Joe Yeardsley took the race win for Michael Sweeney and Dom Herbertson. Dom Herbertson, by the way, on the sport bike machine, on the number 2 bike, the 660 Triumph Daytona for the KTS Triumph Factory Racing Team, the Hexham rider. He was home in third, and it was Baz Ferber on his Yamaha 42, Jonathan Perry through. He was in fifth position. Was Jonathan on the Aprilia RS 660 for Dave and Houston and the Obsession Engineering Team. There was John Jamie Williams in sixth on 92. 99, Stephen Gorton. 18, Mike Bampton. Newcomer Sepp Noel. Brilliant performance by him on the 59 bike, coming home ninth. And another sport bike home in 10th place, the number 5 machine of Paul Cassidy, the Suzuki GSX 8R for the Pellerbrew Racing Concern. Then it was Andrew Hurd, 25, 77, Dan Pearson, 45, Lee Osprey, riding for Tryson McMullen and the team in 13th. Dan Sale on number 8 in 14th, Lillian Murphy, 61, in 15th. Then 21, Leatham, 84, Blevins, 79, Ashley Robinson, 90, Anthony Stevens, and 41, Russ Brook, coming home top 20. Then 70, Dale Brew, 28, Blake Kelly, 68, Rod Taylor, 64, Russ Taylor, and 60, Jack Andrews, 19, Aaron Hands, and 40, Adrian Scaife. Your 27 finishes in the Mike Carouge Plumbing Lightweight Race, which was, of course, yesterday. But we're getting back here to race number 10 in your programme, the Bushies Brewery Lightweight Race. And Beth, any sign of any movement? Maybe they're just giving the riders a little bit of time just to get their breath and get some well-earned water on board.
Tell you what, they're going to need it. Spare a thought, especially for Paul Jordan and Joe Yeardsley, who are just heading out in this race as well. I don't even think there'll be very much time to get a cuppa down here, but that's what I'd need after that. So no movement just yet, but this is going to be another cracking race, Chris. And the conditions down here, it's a little bit warmer than it was this morning. That little bit of a breeze seems to have just eased off a little bit. So, yeah, it's going to be tiring work, especially for all those who were out in that race before.
And what about the reaction down there in the winner's enclosure there when Joe Yeardsley came to take the win? You said Chris Palmer, the riders' liaison officer, was a bit shouty.
It was a little bit shouty, yeah. I don't think he's going to be able to be shouty after today. But honestly, it was just brilliant, isn't it? And I think what was really lovely there, wasn't it, that Mike Brown was still really pleased with that third place position, really magnanimous, which I think we've seen throughout the racing here so far. Obviously, everybody wants to be on the top spot, but that doesn't always happen, does it? And especially around here, it can be so close. I mean, that was pretty dramatic stuff. And I'm surprised you've got a voice left, if I'm honest.
Well, I look after it, Beth. I look after it. Just had a message on the control people up here. Guys and girls out on this 4.25-mile motor avalanche circuit, please do not feed the seagulls. It's a simple, simple thing. Do not feed the seagulls any rubbish, any leftover BAPS food. Whatever you have, please put it in a bag. There is plenty of bins around. And if you see any bins that are full, go and tell the guys and girls in the club office and they will deal with it, okay? So please do not feed the seagulls. Hopefully you are in position and ready for this next race, the Bushies Brewery Lightweight Race. We told you about the front row on row number 2. It's number 9. That, of course, is Barry Ferber on his Yamaha, the DC Autos bike, the Bishop's Castle rider. Alongside him from the Skerries, number 65, Michael Sweeney on the 660 Aprilia. And number 2, that is, of course, Dominic Herbertson. Then we got number 18, Mike Bampton. Number 92, Jamie Williams. And number 99, Steve Gorton. Row number 4 is 59, Sepp Noel. Number 5, Paul Cassidy. And number 42, Jonathan Perry. Row number 5 is number 25. That is Andrew Hurd. And number 45 next to him is Lee Osprey, and number 77, that's Daniel Pearson. Row number 6 is number 8, that's Dan Sale. Number 61 in there too. Number 61 is Leon Murphy, and number 19 completes row number 6, and that is Anthony Stevens. Number 21 on row number 7, that's James Leatham, alongside number 79, Ashley Robson, and number 84, that of course is Luke Blevins. Row number 8 in a full grid of 30 is number 41, that is Russ Brook. Number 68, Roddy Taylor, and number 49, Will Burchard. Number 19 starts row number 9. Number 19, Aaron Hands. Number 64, Russ Taylor. And number 60, that's Jack Andrews, row at 9. And row 10 is number 70, Dale Brew. Number 40, Adrian Scaife. And number 28, final one, is Blake Kelly. Back to Beth.
Yeah, we heard the klaxon just going off in the background. So the bikes making their way down, just two here down so far. But seeing a little bit more action up here now as they head down. And interestingly, there has been somebody who's been taking the temperature of the tarmac down here. 35 degrees it is today. So as Dickie Gale said, there's no wonder there's melting tar all over the place. It's number 59, our newcomer, there goes past. And Blake Kelly rolling into position as well. Another newcomer, 64. There's Rob Hodson. You've got to hope that Rob has a better race today, because he's had a couple of disappointing retirements so far. So it'd be great to see him make it to the end of the race and do well. There's Ashley Robson, had her birthday this week. Where better to spend it than here in the Isle of Man? That bike you can hear was Barry Ferber's, number 9 there. We've got a number 90 just in front of us here. That is Anthony Stevens, all the way from Australia. I tell you, I bet he's well used to the temperatures that we are experiencing down here today, but it won't make it any easier. This is going to be an absolute cork of a race. 6 laps this one. You can see the riders just giving themselves a little bit of a wiggle. Here's Aaron Hands. You okay?
Yeah, ready for it.
Absolutely brilliant. Aaron Hands, absolutely ready for it. Had a brilliant result earlier today, and we'll be hoping for something similar as we get this one underway. So the gate is still shut at the moment, just waiting for the final few bikes just to get to place. And here's Michael Sweeney, really, really hopeful for a good result for Michael as well, because again, he's had a few disappointing ones over the past couple of races. But the travelling marshal now heads off. The gate is open, and we're going to get this one underway, Chris.
I can just hear the number 8 machine of Dan Sale in the background there. Dan, of course, on the 250 Honda. Now, it isn't a Moto3 machine. It is a proper 250 two-stroke Honda machine that Dan Sale is on. And he will be on row number 6 on that machine for the Falcon Electrical team, the Sulby rider, having tasted success here already, of course, and also been on the podium for the sidecars. Don't forget, we got this race and we got 2 more after that as the riders head out into Ballykagan for their warm-up lap, their sighting lap. That's Lee Osprey, I can just see going through the shot, and no finer shot as we watch the travelling marshal dropping down towards Iron Gate. And you think about all the people, all the legends that have been on this 4.25-mile motor Iron circuit since the Southern 100 first came into being in 1955. What are we going to see? Well, Rob Hodson has a lap record, 2:23.246 from 2024, 106.809, and a 2:23.246. And just back to what he did the other night, let's have a little look at that. He did a 2:23.840. So a pretty close to the pace that he was on, or should be on, for roundabout lap record pace if he doesn't have any technical issues with that number 44 SMT pattern. Of course, a non-starter will be number 17, Grant Thompson. He's not going to be making the start. Grant, we wish you all the best. Hopefully you are listening over there in hospital as you start your recuperation. And number 36, Jamie Coward, he will also a non-starter here. Supposed to be on a pattern by the guys from Malenko by Padgett. Sunday, yeah. Looking forward to this one. Should be another good one. Sponsored, of course, by the Brushies Brewery. And they, of course, are sponsoring the fan park down there in Castletown. Let's go to Cross Four Ways.
Yes, the convoy, there's Ferber and Gorton. Then we've got numbers 59 and 5 on the way through. So Sepp Noel, the newcomer who I mentioned, positive first race. Paul Cassidy, there's Jonathan Perry. Also Brook, got Andrew Hurd, 45 and 44. There is Rob Hodson. So Rob Hodson retired here at Cross Four Ways in the previous race after setting a lap record in said race last night as well. 2 more through. We've got James Leatham was at the front of that particular group there. Michael Bampton is in there, good result the other night as well. 60 and 77 in there. There's the Jack Andrews, Daniel Pearson, already had some positives themselves today, haven't they? And Michael Sweeney there toward the back of the, in fact, right at the back of the convoy as the travelling marshals come through as well. But this race was all drama last night, wasn't it? We had Rob Hodgson, almost as vertical as a telephone mast, going off the line as well. We had Paul Jordan, who was in a commanding position, retired. Rob Hodgson, who stormed out to the front and then retired. And then Joe Yeardsley swept in to take victory. And then we had that awesome battle for second between Sweeney and Herbertson as well. There were different headlines across the board in this race last time out as the course inspection car goes through. Let's hope for similar entertainment this afternoon. Over to you, Chris.
Leading riders are just coming into their grid positions now for the green-plated machines, a lightweight class 250cc, the 700cc bikes, and of course the sport bikes are in the middle of there as well, as Baz Ferber on the number 9 machine. We give a mention before the DC Autos Yamaha has been running that for the past 3 or 4 years at least now, has Baz Ferber on that machine. Takes a little long look back as number 44, Rob Hodgson, in the middle of the front row, gets into his grid position on the SMT bike, the Pattern. Hopefully no problems with that, and I think, you know, if it keeps going, he's going to be the one to catch. But, you know, the Flipweek Motorcycles bike of Joe Yeardsley as number 22 comes into his position. That is, of course, Paul Jordan, PJ. And he saw that opportunity, didn't he, to try and get past Joe Yeardsley and Mike Brown then to cross four ways as 18 drops into his position. 18, of course, is Mike Bampton. Where is Yeardsley? Here he comes on the Flitwick Motorcycles bike. Similar machine to what, of course, Jeremy McWilliams rode at the North West Round, and that seems an absolute age ago. So we are waiting now for the final riders to get to their positions. We have a green flag at the back. Here we go. Bushy's Brewery, lightweight race, 6 laps over 25.5 miles. And it's the Pattern of Rob Hodgson who gets a cracking start. Beth.
Is there any better sight than this? Absolutely. It is number 44. Rob Hodgson, who was just in the lead there, closely followed, I think, by Joe Yeardsley, but Rob Hodgson got everything crossed for him.
Yeah, Rob Hodgson leads from Joe Yeardsley with Paul Jordan in third, then it's Barry Ferber, then it's Michael Sweeney, then it's Dominic Herbison. That's your top six in the Ballochagan. Lap number one, everybody safe through there. Just see Dan Pearson going through there as well. Those distinctive colours of Dan on the 77 machine. But back at the front, it's a three-way. Oh, they're all fanning out. Oh, and it's Paul Jordan who's come from third to first. Paul Jordan leads on 22 for the Jackson Racing team. Paul, of course, riding that machine, always rides well on these twins. He really, really does Paul Jordan. So he gets to the front on the Jackson Racing, powered by Prosper. That, of course, the 660 Aprilia of Paul Jordan. Now into the braking zone, into Ballabeg. Lap number one of six is Jordan, Yeardsley, and then it's Hodgson, then it's Sweeney, then it's Ferber, then it's Herbertson, all in there. Somebody making a move, pushing somebody a little bit wide, but it's racing, isn't it? Dan Sale, I just saw there on the number 8 machine, the yellow and black 250 Honda. He went through in round about 14th or 15th place for Dan Sale. Lap number 1 of 6 and the sport bikes for the Brushies Brewery race, and only 2-3 more races to go, including this one. Jordan leads, big wheelie. Sweeney, who's in me? Oh, I'll tell you what, Dominic Herbison's got a good start, as is 99, a good start as well for Stephen Gorton in about 6th or 7th place. Cross four ways.
Jordan leads across four ways from Yeardsley, then it's Hodgson, Sweeney, Ferber, Herbertson, not too much. Then it's Williams, Gorton running well, 59, then it's Bampton, Perry, Cassidy, Pearson, Hurd, and then number 45 on the way through, Lee Osprey, Dan Sale. Having a little look there was number 90, that was Anthony Stevens, couldn't get that ability to stick through the corner there as he looked up the inside. I think it was Russell Brook on the way through, cross four ways on this opening lap. So Paul Jordan, who we heard, went from third to first. I mean, particularly going to someone like Ballabeg, it's not just the tightness of the turn as well, it's that awkward upward camber on that bumpy stretch as well that they have to consider as well when they're making manoeuvres in there. But Paul Jordan still leading ahead of Joe Yeardsley and ahead of Rob Hodgson, but all three, nothing between them at the moment. Early stage of the race, opening lap as well. Let's see what they've all got. Over to you, Chris.
Into Castletown corner for the very first time. Rob Hodgson with Mick O'Sweeney just in behind him on the 65 machine. But here comes your race leader, Paul Jordan. Got Joe Yeardsley just in behind him. Then it's Rob Hodgson, Michael Sweeney, Barry Ferber, Dominic Herbison, your top six. Oh, such great noise. Then Dom Herbertson, Stevie Gorton, Jamie Williams. Top eight machines through so far. Then it's 59, Sepp Noel, 42, Jonathan Perry. 18, Mike Bampton. 5, Paul Cassidy. 77, Dan Pearson. 25, Andrew Hurd. 45, Lee Osprey. Number 8, Dan Sale. Holding up to 16th position as Adrian Scaife is the last runner to go through. You're listening to Manx Radio Motorsports coverage of the Southern 100 2026 with our friends at kingoftheroads.tv. Barry Ferber and Dominic Kerberson now having a good little battle in 5th and 6th position at the front. Jordan leads by just over half a second, 0.692 ahead of Joe Yergi, with Rob Hodgson keeping a watching brief about a second behind. Then it's Sweeney, Ferber, Herbertson, Gorton, Williams, Noel and Perry complete your top number 10 riders through here. Then it's Bampton, Cassidy, Pearson, Hurd, Osprey, Sale, Murphy, Stevens, Blevins, Robbins and Brooke. They're your runners. I just clicked on the wrong screen there. And then it's Leatham, Hands, Andrews, Kelly, Brew, Taylor, and Adrian Scaife. 29 runners running so far, but Paul Jordan is the exit. Williams is still leading this and pulling a little bit of a gap on Joe Yerzy and kind of dropping Rob Hodgson and Michael Sweeney as well to Rob. Lap number two.
Yeah, he has. He's pulled the pin a little bit as Paul Jordan, because that leading trio is spread out massively. Here's Jordan. Half a second back is Yerzy, and then another half second is Hodgson. And then Sweeney as well. Sweeney's just pulling clear of Barry Ferber, who's got Dominic Herbertson for company there as well. Oh, Herbertson had a better entrance into cross four ways. Did he get that there? They're right alongside Barry Ferber on the way through there. Jamie Williams, then Jonathan Perry, then Seth Noel, Bampton, Cassidy, Pearson and Hurd on the way through. So that leading group, those in contention at the front, starting to spread out as two more machines combatants, including the local man Dan Sale, 61, 90 and 84 on the way through. Luke Blevins there. But it is Paul Jordan leading, and he's just stolen a march a little bit on Joe Yerzy, who in turn has pulled away from the S&T racing pattern of Hodgson. To you, Chris.
Here they come then, back towards us. They'll be coming across the bridge any moment now into our sight, as the train just heads down towards Port Erin. They're in and out of Castletown Corner. Coming towards us, Barry Ferber has held off Dominic Herbertson, but at the front, not for much longer. I think Dominic's got up the inside. Paul Jordan leads, yes. Dominic Herbertson up the inside of Barry Ferber. Dominic has a long look along his shoulder to see where Barry Ferber is, because he knows Barry Shamaha will have more GGs on him, and he'll get him on the straight. And Barry Ferber straight into the slipstream and goes to make the pass. And there it goes. That's where the Super Twins have the advantage on the sport bikes. Just there now. Oh, I tell you what, Dominic's just let off the brakes just a little bit later than Baz, and he's held that position for around about fifth place. So Jordan leads with a 224.146, just about a second outside the lap record from Joe Yerzy, and the gap is 1.8 seconds. Then it's 44 Rob Hodgson, 65 Michael Sweeney. Then the battle between Dominic Herbertson and Barry Ferber. We can see on screen they're having a good battle. They know each other well, and they battle really well. It's 99 Gorton, 92 Williams, 42 Perry, 59 Noel, 5 Cassidy, 18 Bampton, 77 Pearson, 25 Hurd, 8 Sale, 45 Osprey, 61 Murphy, 90 Stevens, 84 Blevins, 79 Robson. That completes your top 20 riders. And Dominic Herbertson is pulling away a little bit on the sport bike machine from Barry Ferber there now. Quickest lap, as we said, is Paul Jordan, 224.146, just over 106.14, and he's in and out of Williams, dropping down into the bomb hole and extending the lead to Joe Yerzy. Let's get back to Rob. It's lap three of six.
Yeah, you mentioned Herbertson. He had a perfect line through cross four ways to overtake Ferber last time. Here is Jordan, and it looks like he stretched it a little bit more as Jordan to Yerzy in second. Hodgson in third, no change in the order. Hodgson just pulling a little clear of Sweeney as well. So it looks like Jordan's just eking out that advantage lap after lap after the moment. There is Herbertson. He's now stolen a march about a second and a half on Barry Ferber as well. As we were hearing, he'd stretched out on Castletown Bypass. Then it's Stephen Gorton, followed closely in tow by Jamie Williams, and then Jonathan Perry about half a second back. Number 59, Seth Noel, the newcomer, still running well inside the top 10. And the local man, Paul Cassidy. Daniel Pearson, Michael Bampton, Andrew Hurd's looking up the inside of Bampton here. Is he going to make that stick? He's running a little bit wide. Wonder who's held that there as Dan Sale comes through. Oh, Bampton's held on to it. Bampton's held on to that. So it was Jordan again through cross four ways. Just seems to be pulling a little further clear of Joe Yerzy, who in turn is keeping Rob Hodgson at bay. And he is pulling clear of Sweeney as well. Starting to spread out. To you, Chris.
Let's have a little listen to the Jackson racing the Aprilia as he goes across the line. Sounds sweet, doesn't it? He's your second place man, Joe Yerzy. Just having a little bit of a wave at somebody there, was he, Joe? No, I thought he was, but he's got Rob Hodgson just in behind him. Best lap of the race so far, still Paul Jordan, a 224.146. And Dominic Herbertson has broke away now from Barry Ferber. That different sound of the Dominic Herbertson machine, the 660 Triumph, sounds great, doesn't it? So it's Jordan, Yerzy, Hodgson, your top three. Then it's Sweeney, Herbertson and Ferber have gone through so far. Then it's Gorton, Williams and Perry, your top nine through at the moment. And the next rider through should be that man there, Sepp Noel. And that's Paul Cassidy just going through in 11th position. But Rob Hodgson, as Dan Sale goes through on the 250, is catching up Joe Yeardsley, the lead at the front. Paul Jordan over Joe Yeardsley, 3.188. And then it's only a couple of hundredths back to Hodgson. Then it's about 4 seconds back to Sweeney, and then about another 4 seconds back to Herbertson. So 11.5 seconds covers the top five there, as Yeardsley and Hodgson, the Flitwick motorcycles machine of Yeardsley and the SMT pattern, of course, of Rob Hodgson in that third place, as riders continue to stream through here in absolutely perfect conditions at the Southern 100 2026 here on Manx Radio Motorsport. And Beth's got a retirement down in the paddock. We'll hear about that in a moment. But Paul Jordan is leading the way now. Joe Yeardsley, better watch out, because Rob Hodgson is looking very, very racy. I can see a move coming to cross four ways.
Paul Jordan leading, but just remember from the previous races, we just passed the halfway stage, it's about endurance as well. Yeardsley, Hodgson right up his trumpet through cross four ways here. He's not making a move though, he's biding his time there, Hodgson on the way out there. Yeardsley holds on to it, then it's Sweeney. Herbertson just making up a little bit of ground now on Michael Sweeney, still a few seconds back, and there's Barry Ferber, a couple of seconds back on Herbertson. No change in the order then, it is still Paul Jordan that leads with a bit of a gap to Joe Yeardsley and his opposite number in behind. Here's Gorton. It's Perry looking potentially for the overtake. No, he thinks against it. Jamie Williams closing behind. That's a good battle between the three of those there. Then we've got Sepp Noel and Paul Cassidy on the way through. So Noel holding off Cassidy there. So Paul Jordan still leading, but Joe Yeardsley just holding off Hodgson. He didn't take a look this time through cross four ways. He might do next time. Back to you, Chris.
Castletown corner is what we're looking at there now for our race leader, number 22, Paul Dunham, to come through into our eyesight again. Back into the sunlight he goes. Joe Yeardsley still holding off Rob Hodgson. There's PJ across the line. 224.478 that time for Paul. Not the quickest lap of the race. Joe Yeardsley goes through. Rob Hodgson, they're all safely through. Rob's quickest lap is a 224.556. And I thought we were going to get possibility of a lap record. We might just yet. There's still a couple of laps to go. So there is Dom Herbertson just behind Michael Sweeney, about 3 seconds back. So Sweeney holding on to good fourth place. The Skerries rider on the 65 machine. 99 Gorton, 92 Williams, 42 Perry, all safely through there. So that is your top ninth. So we've got Paul Jordan on 22, who leads by 4 seconds, 3.977 from Joe Yeardsley. And I believe Beth has retirement down the paddock.
Yeah, it was number 18, Michael Bampton, Chris.
Thank you very much for that information, Beth. So that's a shame for Mike Bampton being a retirement. He was well up inside the top 15. Back to the front, though. We're going through Ballabeg. The leader, Paul Jordan, has already gone through there. And it's just waiting. Joe Yeardsley and Rob Hodgson have got through. And then Mick O'Sweeney, I think he's looking pretty safe in that fourth place. But Dominic Herbertson on the Triumph, the 660 Triumph, the KTS Triumph factory racing bike. He's in about fifth place there at the moment. Barry Ferber, Stevie Gorton, Jonathan Perry's got ahead of Jamie Williams to ninth, and Sepp Noel completes a top number 10. And Joe Yeardsley again getting closed in by Rob Hodgson. Lap 5 of 6. Cross four ways.
Yeah, and Paul Jordan, he's just extending that advantage ever more here. Paul Jordan, he's in total control at the moment. Here's Yeardsley and Hodgson. And Hodgson, no, he's not going to have a look again this time. Yeardsley just far enough, I think, ahead. What's it like on the exit? Yeah, Yeardsley's hold on to that. There was just a bit more space between Yeardsley and Hodgson this time as Sweeney comes past and Dominic Herbertson as well. So no change across four ways on this latest lap. But Paul Jordan continues to extend that advantage. It was just under 4 seconds as Barry Ferber comes past us here. Just under 4 seconds, Jordan led Yeardsley by across the start-finish line on Castletown Bypass. I'm willing to wager that's a little bit more, that's a little bit further out now as well. Hodgson was around a bike length or so back as Gorton, Williams and Perry come through. Hodgson just about a bike length or so back from Yeardsley across four ways this time around. No chance of a manoeuvre this time. To you, Chris.
Into stadium they go, passing. The hundreds of fans are there on the inside and the outside of the circuit. Joe Yeardsley goes for that defensive line he had in the 600 race a couple of moments ago as Paul Jordan comes towards us. Last lap flat for Paul Jordan, and Rob Hodgson is right in the wheel tracks now of Joe Yeardsley. He's going to try and get the draft on them, possibly a little bit too far back, but Paul Jordan goes through that lap there, 224.3 compared to his 224.146. That was Joe Yeardsley's quickest lap of the race, a 225.1. Michael Sweeney goes through, that's his quickest lap as well, a 226.739. And Dom Herbertson through as well. Dom Herbertson in fifth position. Baz Ferber just gone through as well. Baz slots into sixth place. So the leader on the road is already down into Iron Gate, down the Iron Gate straight into the right-hand run, Iron Gate, heading towards Ballabeg. So it's number 12 and number 44. Rob Hodgson just holding in behind Joe Yerzy there on his SMT pattern, and it's the Fleddick Motorcycles bike of number 12, Joe Yerzy, the young Manx man who's had good success here at the Southern 100 for 2026. Just up that step more for young Joe. On the brakes then, keep it all nice and steady into there. Past the houses there, Cleggy and the boys will be on the wall watching these guys and girls coming towards us. So Jordan leads by 4¾ seconds from Yerdsley, who in turn then has 0.4 back to Hodgson. Michael Sweeney, he goes through Ballabeg as we go back to Ballawhetstone, and we watch our second and third riders going through there. But Paul Jordan on the back wheel, oh, lovely style for Paul, just lifts the front a little bit over the exit of Williams, and here comes Rob Hodgson. Rob Hodgson's having a little look. That's going to be brave to do it in there, but he doesn't do it. Sticks in behind Joe. Last lap, back to Rob.
Yeah, Paul Jordan's just coming past us on the final lap. Here's your chance, maybe, Rob Hodgson, if you're going to make it. It's Joe Yerzy holding that inside line. Nice and defensive, Rob Hodgson. He's got a good run on the exit across four ways. Oh, they're side by side on the exit across four ways. Hodgson, can he get the power planted to try and get alongside Yerzy as Sweeney comes through? And then Dominic Herbertson. If you want to see a late battle as well, a little further down the field, try the battle for 17th at the moment. Luke Blevins, Anthony Stevens and James Leith. And there's Barry Berber, dropping a couple further seconds back on Dominic Herbertson there as well. But Paul Jordan still commanding out in front on this final lap. Joe Yerzy, he held a slightly more defensive line, centre of the road, but Rob Hodgson got a great entry into cross four ways. Gorton, Williams and Perry now through in that order there. But that second place battle going right to the wire. To you, Chris.
It's still raging on. Joe Yerzy with that tight defensive line at the inside. You've got to watch this. A lot bumpier into there. But here comes your race winner. We'll keep an eye on second and third. Paul Jordan takes the race win on the 22 bike. Well done to PJ. Who's going to take second? It's Joe Yerzy. Joe Yerzy takes second place. Rob Hodgson home in third position. The gap at the end, 4.788 seconds between the top three. Michael Sweeney, the Scariest Man, brings his Aprilia home in fourth place. And there's Dom Herbertson. He'll be the first sport bike home in fifth position on the two bike. And there's Barry Ferber. They had a good battle early on. Barry comes home in sixth place on his Yamaha machine. Quickest lap of the race was Paul Jordan. 2 minutes 24.146 for Paul. Some good battles all the way down through here. Jamie Williams and Stephen Gorton. Who's going to get the winner of this one? It's 99 that time. Stephen Gorton for 92. Jamie Williams home in 7th and 8th position. And Jonathan Perry just in behind him. Jonathan Perry home in that 9th position. 59, Sepp Noel home in 10th. Number 5, Paul Cassidy, he is home in 11th position. So that's our finishes so far. There's still more to come here. We've still got the solo championship race. But let's hear this 1, 2, 3 more riders go across the line, including Dan Sale, home in 14th place. Let's get here from our 3rd place rider. It's Rob Hodgson.
Rob, we are glad to see you in here. You've had a bit of a mare of it over the past couple of days.
Yeah, it's been a terrible week, to be fair, on the Super Sport bike and the Super Twin. We're on our third option of engine now on the Super Twin, and it just showed there, you know, I've got no answer in a straight line or out the corners. So I was, you know, I'm out riding, you know, no disrespect to Joe or anything. I'm out riding, I'm pulling alongside him over the back and everything. I just can't get past. We're just, yeah, everyone's done what they can, yeah. You know, the team have worked all night to get another engine, which Robin Croft, you know, I'm very grateful he's managed to get another engine and get it in there for today. But yeah, it, unfortunately, we lacked a bit of bottom end power and torque, and it showed in that, you know. But yeah, at least we've got a finish.
Absolutely, and a podium finish at that, which must mean something to the team when all that hard work's gone into it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the team were up late last night and up early this morning. So it's just, yeah, you know, it's a good, it's nice to repair them with a podium. Unfortunately, it's not, you know, we showed yesterday we can clear off, you know, given equal machinery. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm glad to get a finish, and you know, thanks to the whole team for that. And you know, yesterday I was gutted. It's good to, you know, get the Walter Wayne Trophy for yesterday, for the new lap record of things. And I was gutted that I didn't win yesterday's race, because I wanted to dedicate it to a good family friend and sponsor of ours, Helen Edge, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, it was a shame for that, but yeah, this one I'll have to do, unfortunately.
And again, it goes to show, doesn't it, just how much that support means to you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, since I started road racing a good few years ago, it was all the sponsors we've had, you know, little sponsors, big ones, they're all appreciated, and yeah, it's nice to repay people with a podium.
Absolutely, it's Rob Hodson, well done.
Thank you.
Let's speak to Joe Yeardsley now. It's becoming a regular feature here in the podium enclosure at the Southern 100. All right, Joe, you come here often, do you? What was that race like for you?
Yeah, no, it was great. We just got off to a good start and Paul was riding really well and pulled the gap and I just did what I could, try to hit my markers. I'm losing a lot of time on the back section, just not being committed. But I've got to keep chipping away. It's my fourth time here, so yeah, I'm well happy with that. Thanks to Steve Linsall for giving me the bike to come here. He let me keep it here after TT, as I said the other day, so you know, big thanks to him. So I'm just going to try and steal it for Armoy now and tell him he can't take it home, so I'll have to butter him up later.
I think that's him told, is it? Yeah. You know, it must be so difficult, literally jumping from one race to the other, and I guess it's all a little bit of a blur. And we've got somebody down here, who's this?
It's Artie.
Yeah, do you think Artie's going to be following his dad?
I'd rather he didn't do the roads, but if he wants to do it, I'll support him, but he'll have to buy his own bike like I did. I'd rather not entice him to do it. I'd rather him take up golf.
But again, what does another podium finish mean for you?
Yeah, no, brilliant. You know, we've had a great week. That's me now. I'm not going to go out on the big race. I've done everything that I've wanted to do this week and more. You know, I never thought I'd do it, and what we have, and I'm going to go down to Gansey and jump in the sea.
Well, you have fun with that. Joe Yeardsley, well done.
Thanks very much.
And then let's speak to our first place finisher, Paul Jordan. There was no way you were going to let that go, was there?
No, I'm sick of having braids made at the minute, haven't I? It was good. You know, obviously, we didn't get to finish the race yesterday with a technical area. And to be honest, we still had the same issue there. I was running around like something from the 90s with a bingo wing, like no quick shifter. But we still got the job done, and you know, I'm really happy, and I'm glad I got it for the boys. You know, they've worked so hard all week, so yeah, that's for them.
We keep talking about the conditions and how good they are. I mean, it's quite warm out there. How's that affected you physically?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, to be honest, I actually enjoy the heat. Spend a lot of time with it. I try and skip the winter we have over here. I try and head off to like Thailand or something and train out there for the winter.
So from a race like that where you've taken the win, what do you take away from it as learnings for next time?
Yeah, just keep enjoying riding my bike. You know, as I said to the boys, I wasn't really pushing on there. I just watched my pit board and just enjoyed the race.
Brilliant, Paul Jordan. Well done. We're thrilled for you.
Thank you.
So those are your top three there. We are now going to do the presentation for the Bushes Brewery 250 700cc race. Absolutely phenomenal finish. So we'll just get the riders to go up onto the podium here. And the presentation will be done very shortly. It is going to be Martin Brunschweiler from Bushes Brewery, huge supporters of racing here on the Isle of Man. And what a fantastic lineup. Joe Yeardsley up on there again, Paul Jordan just in the middle, and Rob Hodson just getting onto the bike. I mean, that was a hard race in warm conditions. The effort from all the riders in that deserves real credit, but especially from your podium, your top three. So in third position, give it up for Rob Hodson. And in second place, after pushing hard all the way to the flag, it is Joe Yeardsley. And your Bushes Brewery 250 700cc race winner, Paul Jordan. Absolutely brilliant, Chris. Fantastic scenes down here. The sun is shining. Where else would you want to be?
Thank you very much, Beth Espy, down there at the paddock. Brilliant stuff as always, and well done to the top three in the race. The winner of the Bushes Brewery 250 race wins, of course, a Steam Packet 250 650 Cup. The fastest lap, the Harlequin Trophy. Paul Jordan will have that. 224.146 for him on that one. And the best new current, now let's have a little look. Who would that be? Stephen Gorton in seventh position will win the best newcomer. He will win the Southern 100 Fans Cup. So again, another cracking race. Let's run through the results for you then. Paul Jordan from Joe Yeardsley by 4.7 seconds in the end. Then it was Rob Hodson, Michael Sweeney, Dominic Herbertson, Barry Ferber, Stephen Gorton, Jamie Williams, Jonathan Perry, Seppi Noel rounding out the top 10. Good performance again by Seppi there on the Aprilia machine. Well done to him coming home in 10th position.